just a note on Ranier Clav, and I'm imagining he drops out now. But what he's done for Liverpool since maybe that Tottenham game, you know, I think everyone thought he's basically shit, Ranier Clav. And then I think what he's done in the last 10 weeks has proved that he isn't. He's a good footballer, and we can call upon him. Clavin and Lovren, for me, have maybe looked like the most balanced we've had at centre-half for a long time, and hopefully Van Dijk can come in and play that left side. For me, with Lovren, who I think has upped his level since Tottenham, don't get me wrong, I don't think we're not going to sit... I'm not ruling out seeing the dark days, the days in Lovren in the future, but when he's performing well, I think him and Virgil van Dijk are something to be excited about. But I think what Clavin's been doing the last... month, 2 months, whatever it is, you know, I'm sad to see it go almost.
I'm a big Ragnar Klavan fan. I've actually think we've been harsh about him for some considerable time, because although he seems to have been there at the scene of a few bad defeats, but he's never done anything really, really catastrophic as far as I can see. Not the type of things that Lovren's been caught doing time to time, but they were both very, very good today.